He said no serious accident, just a few minor scrapes, and because of this, he calls himself a good driver. Now, Issy, all the externals, the license, the tax, the insurance, are all correct, but internally everything is wrong. He is rude, impatient, and intolerant. And through his impatience, he has unconsciously taken risks on the road, and not only put his own life in danger, but put the lives of others as well. So you see, it is possible to appear outwardly a good driver and avoid accidents, while at the same time being a bad and a dangerous one. And that is precisely what Christ is telling us today, that it is possible to avoid committing serious sins and yet still be a sinner. Now, how can this be? Well, very simply, it's by adhering to the letter of the law outwardly and yet breaking the law in our minds and hearts. For example, very few people would even consider the possibility of committing murder. Yet too often do people fantasize about hurting someone whom they believe has offended them in some way. How often do people smile charmingly at other people while they're talking to them, and the minute they walk away from them, they assassinate their character and ruin their good names? The gospel story is very clear on this, and Jesus himself leaves us in no doubt. He tells us that we may not outwardly be committing sins, but inwardly we are. In other words, just as it is possible to be a bad driver without appearing to be one, it is equally possible to be a sinner without appearing outwardly to be a sinner. And this is where the scribes and Pharisees were roundly condemned by Christ, who said they were like sepulchres, clean on the outside and rotten inside. Now, in a few weeks' time, we will begin the season of Lent, which is a time of self-reflection, self-examination, a time of penance, a time of prayer, a time to pause and look at ourselves. And you know, we all need space in our lives, just a little time to ourselves for quiet reflection and prayer. Now, I know it's not easy to find this space and time in the hectic world we live in, and with television blaring all the time, non-stop, it's not easy to find it. But I'm going to make a suggestion which may be of some help to some of you. Pick a time each evening, or even once a week, either on your own or with your family. Put out the lights in the room and light a candle. Then sit quietly without saying anything for 5 minutes, and allow those 5 minutes to be your time and your space with yourself and God. Try and use it as a mirror to look at your life as you see it and as God sees it. Don't let anyone interrupt you. Just see the candle as a symbol of the risen Christ, and see it as his light coming into a darkened world on that first Easter Sunday morning. Well, it's worth a try. Only cost you the price of the candle. But who knows, its benefits could be priceless.